sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Let's go, baby! Hey, hey. One more time. Yeah. We welcome in here to the Wednesday, August 27th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Alongside a man.
What are you doing with him?
That's how we roll, man. That's how we roll. We are thrilled that you are here with us. I just said to Kenny, starting the Eagles and Cowboys, that was a good look.
That's a great look.
That's a good way to start the season. I mean, we're 8 days away now from the start of the NFL season. I'm hyped for this weekend, assuming YouTube TV will allow me to watch it.
Today's the day, ain't it?
We get Texas and Ohio State.
They got to come with the deal. I thought it was by the 27th.
Oh, is that it? Okay. Well,
jackasses better figure it out.
You idiots have till the end of the day, because I will drop your ass so quick for something called FUBO, it won't bother me a bit. Y'all better get this right. I've been instructed for two things. All I need is Bravo. If Bravo is there, it doesn't matter what else is there. These dummies. And this happens. Oh, they're going to get this resolved.
Absolutely.
This is so stupid. These idiot carriers. We thought it was all dead with the cable companies. This is just essentially streaming cable. That's all we're doing. We think we're being smarter in this. We are the dumbest species to ever exist. Hey, let's not do these cable packages anymore. We'll do all of these different streaming services. Cable package was what, $120, $100-something?
Got up there, yeah.
Man, now it's $82. I was reading something from Awful Announcing the other day that said it went from like $39.99 to $82.99, YouTube TV did, in a span of like 4 years, 5 years? Wow. That didn't even seem legal. How's that? So I'm like, all right, bitch, let's go to Hulu TV. You already are not getting me my WWE, which I'm not watching, but still I want the option to watch it. Go to Hulu TV, $82.99. Mm-hmm. All right, man.
Yeah.
All right.
And for me, this is it's already, that's a good price because I wasn't paying that for cable.
Yeah, you're right because you had cable plus all the other you had cable and all of the streaming.
Star, Showtime, all that stuff. It get to like 160.
I need 50 to just say it's over. Because the second he does, I will save $10 a month on Stars. I'm not doing it until 50 says it's over.
And that's not happening for a while. Kanan's got to come back. Origins is happening.
You've been, I asked you this the other day. You've been doing your Peloton?
Not the bike.
So Alex Troussant, he loves two things, Jeezy and 50. He loves 50 so much, he plays records I've never heard.
Yeah, that sounds about right. He's a New York guy. So
he like, hey, let's drop this AO technology. Like, AT.
No, we ain't going.
Like, I'm all for Jeezy Monday, but what is this? He played a song this morning. It was last night's ride, but I was doing it this morning. Like, what the hell is this? But 50 got it.
Getting in there playing How to Rob.
He got them. Oh, my God. Well, that'd be all right, though. That How to Rob was kind of fire. Yeah, that'd be all right. But, yeah, like, all of these streaming platforms. And then YouTube TV having the nerve to say, well, you know, if you don't get it, you could just go subscribe to Fox Plus or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. All right, man.
The thing that is key, and I don't know, maybe Hulu TV does this. I'm assuming they do. The thing that keeps YouTube TV above water for me is really, now that I think about it, the NBC Sports Bay Area's California's.
Yeah, I think Hulu does that.
YouTube TV, they better get it. Better get it taken care of.
I think that's all kind of the basic stuff. Mm. The only one that I've ever seen that was like strangely off was Fubo. Fubo doesn't have the Turner channels. Mm. So there's no TNT, there's no TBS, and there's no CNN. Mm-hmm. What makes that more uncomfortable is I can watch Newsmax anytime I want to with Fubo, but I can't watch CNN. But I know, I think someone in the chat told us CNN, I know that, not CNN, Fubo is merging. I think it's with Hulu, but not till sometime next year. And so I think that was part of some antitrust thing.
Hulu going for the gusto. Hulu is going for the gusto. They trying to get YouTube TV out of here.
I was trying to do the Kenny math last night when I was looking because I was really frustrated with this YouTube thing. Because my plan, I want to wake up, take Sprout for her nice long Saturday quiet walk, get home, be about 8:30, hop in the shower, grab some food, sit down, and watch that game uninterrupted.
Yeah.
And now YouTube TV telling me I can't watch it. So I started trying to do the Kenny math when I was looking at Hulu, Hulu TV, Disney, ESPN. And I'm trying to figure out, is he right? Is this how it works? Well, this one doesn't have TV. How the hell do I add TV? Where's the live TV? And I just wound up staring at the screen, closing the computer and walking away.
And see, now I'm looking at this situation. And see, this is what they do. Like I said, we're talking about this. They're all in cahoots. They're all in cahoots. They're all sitting back laughing at the situation. When I used to work at this basketball facility in L.A., it was at one point in time, it was supposed to be, there was like this competition to see what shoe company would come to that facility and like kind of take it over. At one point, it was going to be like, it would turn into Hacks, Nike facility at Hacks. Then Adidas got in there, and then Jordan. Then they all did that. And I remember one time somebody was like, because there was a non-sponsored pickup game there, and all the shoe company reps were there. And they were like, did you see all those guys? They're over there laughing, having a good time, talking about who's going to get the spot. Who's going to get the spot? No, I think I'm going to get the spot, big dog. No. Look. When you see this turns into the Nike facility at Hacks, I want you to call me and be like, you was right, big dog. They was laughing. There was nothing competitive going on. There was nothing crazy going on. And that's what's going on with these TV companies. Because I'm at Hulu TV. And if I have this right, somebody could tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm looking at live sports. And they have the networks that you have. They have CBS Sports Network. They have ESPN. They have FS1. They have NFL Network. And they have MLB Network. Who isn't there?
NBA TV.
Yes, but you know where I can get NBA TV? On YouTube TV.
Well, you know where else I think you can get NBA TV?
Where's that?
With the upgraded Hulu package. With the sports package.
Who are they with?
Hulu?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean, who are they with?
Because I hope you're right, because that would help Hulu out a lot. But They have it right now, is they don't have NBA TV.
Oh, okay.
But you know who does have NBA TV is YouTube TV.
Right.
You know what they don't have? MLB Network.
Well, you know what they don't have? Fox. By all outward appearances, they don't have Fox.
Man, they just,
maybe
they
that's
all
why I got maybe that's why I got rid of Hulu, was because they didn't have NBA TV.
They all just messing around, man. They all mess. Hulu and YouTube are like talking on the phone right now. Like, hey, well, look, I'm gonna get them to come over here, bro. You don't have NBA TV. Watch me. And when I get NBA TV, I want you to call me and be like,
Why does that person sound kind of like Dick Vitale?
No. That don't sound like Dickie V. Dickie V would be on the phone like this. Look, I've got YouTube TV. I've got the NFL package. You got to come over here, diaper dandies.
They got News Nation and Newsmax, but no NBA TV.
Hulu.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, bro. They're playing. How does that even happen? How does that happen? How do you just not have one station?
Ooh. Huh. I don't know, man.
They playing, man.
We all taking L's.
They playing.
This is why you have to have 50 streaming services just to get the channels that you got with cable.
Now, what you do, which is very inconvenient, is, if you say I went with Hulu TV and I got the NBA League Pass, with NBA League Pass, you get NBA TV, but you got to go into the NBA app, watch it from there, and all this other stuff. Because that's what I do with Major League Baseball. I don't have MLB Network, but I have Extra Innings, so I can watch MLB Network on the MLB app.
This is crazy. With the sports add-on, you get Red Zone. But still no NBA TV.
Bro, they playing. How do you even do that?
This says you get Hulu Live TV with Disney and ESPN, the premium package.
You got like a premium Peacock.
Like that for $95.99.
And still no NBA TV.
Still no NBA
TV. Come on, guys.
Still no NBA TV.
The streaming stuff was cool when like only one company was doing like YouTube TV. Like, oh yeah, YouTube TV is doing the streaming stuff, whatever. Now that everyone's doing it, it's like, all right, this
is trash. You know who has it all? Cable.
Yeah, just throw the Sunday Ticket back on DirecTV.
Don't do that.
You know who has it all?
Don't do that.
Cable. You get all those channels with cable. Might have to pay a little extra, but yeah. I don't think I'm going back to cable though. I don't think I'm going back. But they got it all. You got all your sports networks on there. DVR doesn't really matter. Like YouTube TV was like, oh, you got an unlimited DVR on here. That's great, but I stream everything.
NBA TV.
I stream everything. I got the app, so I can just go to the channel and watch on demand anytime I want to. I don't need an unlimited DVR. I can't remember the last time I watched something on a DVR. Actually, I take that back. I do watch sports games on DVR.
Yeah, because you do weird stuff like that.
Well, the NBA.
You watch sports games from 3 years ago.
Well, no, look, the NBA, those jackasses, I can't go watch the Kings game on the NBA app for 3 days.
Oh, my God. That is so infuriating.
So I need the DVR.
That's fat. No, you're right. Watch the Kings game. 100% right. Yep. Got to go back and watch. Got to go back and watch the Kings game last night. Can't do it on the service that I pay $120 for.
That's ridiculous.
You think there's anyone out there still using their TiVo?
You go,
hey, how much is TiVo right now, man? They still sell them?
That should be discontinued, no?
Oh, I bet it's not. I bet TiVo is not disconnected.
There's a TiVo.
There it is. TiVo.com still in effect.
Hey, step your game up.
With TiVo, the choice is yours.
Step your game up.
They got them on eBay like old PS3s.
Step your game up if you got a TiVo.
Imagine going to somebody's house and there's a TiVo box there.
Oh, don't worry. We can restart the game on my TiVo here. Goodbye.
I'm sure. So they got a TiVo streaming device and they got a TiVo like for cable. Aren't all cable boxes now built in with a DVR?
Pretty much, I think.
Damn, the streaming services are built in with the DVR. The YouTube
TiVo,
and Hulu.
TiVo is Hulu. TiVo is really close, though, to like that like Kleenex tissue thing, right? Because if someone were to say, Well, you could do this on a streaming service. Yo, I got to go to the. I TiVo'd the game last night. We can go watch it. I think people interchange TiVo.
I don't think
DVR.
You can do that anymore.
No, it is. But I would ask you, why are you saying that?
Yeah, you might get clowned for saying you TiVo'd something.
Why are you? I know what a TiVo is. I know they started the game. I get all that. But why are you calling it a TiVo?
Not 2005 anymore.
DVR is where it is.
Okay, I was just asking. I'm a broadcast journalist. Don't get hot at me.
Even though DVR, is that the name that like YouTube TV uses? DVR?
Well, I think that's what digital video. Yeah, like yeah. I think that's just the
Comcast
what it
didn't
is.
Invent that. That's
can't lie. Right. If someone tells me, oh yeah, come over, I TiVo'd the game, I'm never going to your house in my life. Like, no, bro, I'm not going to your house.
Psycho?
Yeah, you talking about TiVo? No.
Come over, I TiVo'd the game. It's hilarious.
Oh,
Tyler's
man.
Like, you could just say you recorded it, man.
One of my great DVR TiVo, it can't be TiVo because I didn't have TiVo, but one of my great stories, great experiences of all time was in college. DVR was still new to the cable game.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like a late practice or something like that, and it was the same day as the Texas-USC National Championship game. So practice was over about an hour into the game. So me and a couple of the other homies, they're like, no, come over to the crib. We can watch it from the start. I got it on the DVR. We'll be good. And I DVR'd the game. We were watching it. We got all the way up to, like, the fourth quarter, I think, when Lindale White got stopped on fourth down.
Mm-hmm.
and something happened where it was like, oh, this recording's about to end, but don't worry, I recorded the next show, so we'll just pick it up from there when Jeopardy comes on. Like, we'll pick it up, and it'll pick it up right there. The recording was about to end. I said, oh, don't worry, let me switch it over. I get out of that recording, and the channel is on the national championship game as Vince Young is holding,
the
trophy. I'm like, wait, no, wait, what the hell?
I forgot about
what
that, too.
What the hell?
When you record stuff, you would have to hit, like, record 45 minutes after
that's
show
right.
ends.
Yeah,
just in case.
Yeah.
Listen, what the hell? Why is it on? And the cold part was, I didn't leave it on ABC. I left it on, like, something different. Somehow, the tuner or whatever turned to ABC, and as I said, exit
well,
recording.
Probably to record the game.
Yeah, Vince Young holding up. I said, bro, what? That was, obviously, I never forgot it.
That's tough. You had people over?
Just like two or three guys.
They ain't talked to you since, have they?
Now that you mention it.
Yeah, that's a tough look. That's a tough look. And, of course, on ESPN.com right now, the five stories that explain why Arch Manning was built for this moment.
Ooh. Arch
yeah,
Manning.
Sorry, YouTube TV users. You're not going to get to see it.
Hey, Jesse, you mentioned this before about Travis and how Travis is one of those young football players.
Hunter.
Travis Hunter. Yeah, my bad. That you kind of grew
There's
up.
Another Travis who's in the news the last couple of days. Well, just make sure you're aware of that.
Let me make sure I'm talking about Hunter. Everybody knows. But like, yeah, we've known Travis Hunter since he was 13 years old. Mm-hmm. Is Arch that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we knew Arch in high school.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I don't know what school it was, but he had the green jersey on.
I feel like we knew him before high school.
Yeah,
so that's the culmination. Then when he gets to the NFL, we've been knowing Arch since he was 12, 13 years old.
Mm-hmm. He's as close to, like, LeBron levels of, you know, LeBron it will always be different because he doesn't have a famous, you know, family. But yeah, like, we've known Arch. They've been talking about Arch forever. Yeah.
Now, is Arch good or is he?
He's,
no, I don't want to
no,
say
he's
legit.
Good. Okay, yeah, okay, he's good.
He's next.
Like the story was, and this can always get, you know, blown out of proportion or whatever. The story was always Cooper was the best quarterback, mm-hmm. and Arch is Cooper's boy.
Yeah,
and it's like, all right, well. That's not Cooper, but y'all said he was the one, so let's see what his boy does. And nah, he's the truth.
Arch in a couple of games, he was on the bench for Ewers last year, and that's just what it was. And then Ewers got hurt, I think, and Arch had to start two games, and it was like, are we gonna go back to this?
Yeah, we were talking about that. Like, why would they?
It was low key. Like, yeah, Quinn Ewers' draft status might be cut because he might not play
really?
Again.
He came in killing. Arch was killing last year when he played his two games. Like, I think he threw for like 300 yards in one of the games, had like a 50-yard run, touchdown run.
Maybe
going
it's
crazy.
Maybe it's Ryan Day. I feel like they're going to beat Ohio State's ass on Saturday.
I do too. I think they're going to win the game. I don't know if they'll beat their ass, but I think they're going to win the game. But Ohio State's favored, surprisingly.
I mean, they're the defending national champions.
National champs,
like,
in the horseshoe.
They it's not like they had a bad recruiting class. Like they have a squad, but boy, they've built up Texas to be the monsters here.
Yeah. I think that game and my boy Joel Klatz, is great college football podcast that I always listen to. Now that is my boy. You guys talking about Bill Simmons, Joel Klatz? That's my boy. I tap into my boy, Joel Klatt.
You tap into Bill Simmons, too. What are we doing?
Well, that's he not my boy, though.
Okay.
He's not my boy. Joel Klatt did, like, the 10 best players in college football this year a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
I think 5 of those players are in that game.
Oh, I believe that.
I think there's 2 defensive guys on Texas. I can't remember the safety or the cornerback on Ohio State, Jeremiah Smith and Arch Manning. 5 of the 10 best players, according to Joel Klatt, are going to be in that game on Saturday.
Mm.
Hope we get to watch it.
It'd be nice. Oh, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, well, you know, hey, look.
It's just going to be a question if I'm watching YouTube TV or not.
Hey, look, You see, I ain't been worried. I ain't been worried. You need to get like me, big dog. I ain't worried.
Well, not I'm like
I'm watch the game. I'm gonna watch the game. That ain't it. YouTube TV. Do what you need to do. I don't care. I'm watching the game. Now here's the killer though. They need to get it together because I might have to watch it on my phone. I think Reese has a game that morning.
So, yeah, they need to.
I need to handle that.
Yeah, this is an exciting weekend heading into an exciting week. This all started because right before the show started, like the like our portion of this show started, was just, man, I think that it was a smart move by the NFL to set up Eagles-Cowboys for night one. Because that feels, that's a big matchup always.
That's box office.
Yeah, that's a big matchup always. The Cowboys got to watch the Eagles get their rings, all of the things that come with winning the Super Bowl the year before. And it's just kind of a great start to everything. And then you've got that monster, you know, it kind of led to the conversation about that monster, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, Ohio State and Texas kicking off what's normally, and it's no, this week's no exception, with a really, really good week one of college football. Yeah. Don't worry about what week two looks like. But week one is like, if you wanted to sit around all day Saturday and be entertained, you absolutely could.
Absolutely. And college football's done a fantastic job with this Labor Day weekend and having all weekend be full of big times games. Obviously you got Saturday is lined up, but then Sunday you got Notre Dame and Miami on prime time. And then you got Bill Belichick's first game on Monday night, man. So I love the opening weekend in college football. They do a fantastic job with it. And
LSU, Clemson. I was like, we're missing one on Saturday. Mm-hmm. LSU, you've got Ohio State and Texas in the morning, LSU and Clemson on Saturday night, the Miami-Notre Dame game that Casey just mentioned on Sunday, and then the long-awaited debut.
Long-awaited debut of Bill Belichick and UNC, and some more people out here in Sacramento, big game in FCS. Mm-hmm. Sac State, South Dakota State in South Dakota. It's going to be a tough game for my boys, man. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a tough game, man. So that's going to be on ESPN Plus. You can listen to it right here on ESPN 1320 as well. ESPN 1320, Jason's Ross is going to be on the call.
So sometimes it's the 13 and sometimes it's the 20. We've actually pitched to the people who run the company. We need to get rid of 1320. It's just beating Kenny's ass. Let's just beat ESPN Sacramento. It is destroying my man over here. He doesn't like the 13 or he doesn't like the 20.
I think I like the 13. You know, 13th round. So, you know, I'm tapped in.
Oh, 13th round. With the main man.
So 13 is good. Maybe not the 20. Maybe not the 20. But it can all stay. But, yeah, I think it's a 4 o'clock start. So, you know, you got the 5 o'clock game going on. But I'm definitely tapped into Sac State. That's going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a hell of a season for those guys. And it starts with your conversation with Coach Marion tonight, Coach's Corner at 32 Bruce Street at Sky River Casino. It continues tomorrow when Coach joins the both of us at 1:20 for what will be weekly visits from Coach Marion here with Dealing with KC on ESPN 1320. So we're just getting started. We've got a lot of different things to discuss. Fascinating. We never really know what Kyle and James are going to want to talk about before we get here. It was an interesting conversation about the Kings and who they have on this team that could be championship contenders. And I think there are some things that we could dive into there as well. Interesting night in baseball.
Mm.
We'll talk about that. We're just getting started. James will be back with us in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll open up the phone lines for you, the Elk Grove Kia Talk line here at 916-909-1320. It's Dealing with KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.